Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A triple murder in Piscataway, New Jersey, with the suspect shot dead by police. Let's find out what happened from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, those cops were called to a house in River Road in Piscataway yesterday evening. A man immediately, they say, charged at them with a knife as soon as they get out of their car. The officers first tried to tase this man and then ended up shooting and killing him, and they say he just kept on charging at them. A neighbor, Jessica Conroy.
They asked him to stop multiple times, gave him directions to stop multiple times. Like, it couldn't have been clearer that they were trying to handle that situation without that coming to it, and they did tase.
But then immediately after that, as these officers went inside, a gruesome scene, according to the state PBA, they describe it again as horrific, as the officers found three people dead inside, not explaining exactly how they were killed, but again, the three people found dead inside the home. As for the suspect and those three found dead, the names still have not been released as of this morning. The state attorney general saying they'll do that possibly at some point later today. They've taken over the investigation, and the motive as to all of this and what happened here is still unclear. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM for New Jersey.
Cops still on the hunt for two kids who shoved a woman to the ground in Central Park. Happened around 4:30 the afternoon of Sunday, November 30th at 106th and East Drive. The 69-year-old ended up with a fractured elbow when she was shoved by some strangers. Police say those suspects are two kids around 10 and 14 years old. They're out with photos of the older child. You can see that on the NYPD Crime Stoppers X account. Remember that story last week about how cops are looking for three people who've been stealing cars, ATM machines, and cash registers in parts of Brooklyn and Queens since last October? Well, now there's a $3,500 reward for information leading to an arrest.
17 incidents in the last 3 months.
There was cameras. We have footage.
You do?
Yeah, but they have ski masks, so you can't really see their face.
Mike is helping his friend who owns Imperial Cuts Barbershop in Fresh Meadows put up more security cameras after their ATM was stolen December 20th.
A black Honda Pilot pulled up. They zapped the gate. It opened. The door was open, so they just walked in and basically just robbed the machine in under 3 minutes.
Police say they've done some version of that 10 times. They've also stolen four cars. Mike says these aren't the only people causing problems.
They've been burglarizing homes almost every night.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
More executive action from Mayor Mamdani as part of his affordability agenda. This cracks down on hidden service fees.
When you scrimp and save for a Taylor Swift concert that you have been looking forward to all year, only for a massive corporation to add hundreds of dollars at the final moment, that is disrespect.
So, what does his order do?
It will establish a citywide junk fee task force chaired by our Deputy Mayor for Economic Justice, Julie Hsu, and DCWP Commissioner Sam Levine to advance this work. Second, it directs Commissioner Levine to wield the power of the DCWP to crack down on hidden junk fees and deceptive business practices. Third, it empowers the DCWP to enforce compliance with city law.
The mayor says we're talking about all kinds of fees for things like concert and airline tickets, package handling, restocking fees, and even credit card bills or those fees added to your rent. Got an old Metro card? Don't toss it. It could be worth big bucks. Now that they're discontinued, people have been selling them on eBay with some serious price tags, like tens of thousands of dollars. So far, a few have sold for between $250 and $1,000, so hey, you never know, especially if you've got one of those limited edition ones that came out over the years. 1 year in, we're getting stats on congestion pricing with way fewer cars and $550 million collected. Both the governor and MTA say that's a very good argument against the Trump move to try and shut it down.
The governor, the mayor, and MTA chairman took a victory lap at the McBurney YMCA rally with Governor Hochul making this promise.
The cameras are staying on. And this is incredible. 27 million fewer cars going into that zone over the last year. 27 million. And the air is cleaner.
Hochul said the toll will stay at $9. Court challenges persist.
For those of you who are keeping score, I've got more than 10 lawsuits. We have a pretty good record.
every judge has sided with the state. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on West 14th Street.
Governor Hochul wants more guardrails around AI. She's proposed legislation that would require social media platforms to automatically default to the highest privacy settings for all children, anyone under the age of 18. It would also disable location sharing and turn off open chat functions to prevent strangers from messaging kids, including chatbots. The bill is part of state Democratic legislative agenda for the year, with more to be revealed during the governor's State of the State speech 1 week from today. We'll talk about the kindness of strangers. A community comes together to help a woman up in Inwood get back the rent money she dropped while buying a bagel.
It's one of the worst feelings.
I had $300 bills that were folded in there in my wallet, and they must have fallen out when I paid for the bagel.
JJ Cirillo ran back to the bagel place, but no money. So she went on the Inwood community Facebook page to see if anyone found it.
This guy, Drew Watson, he said that I'm going to donate $10 or a small amount of money, and if everybody helps out, we can, you know, make this happen.
By this, he meant this.
Within 24 hours, I had $300 back.
All thanks to the kindness of her neighbors.
It's beyond words how I feel, you know, it's like really heartwarming.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Wild scene at the John Dwyer Technology Academy in Elizabeth, New Jersey, where a car slammed into the building, leaving a gaping hole. That was just after 8 yesterday morning, after police say the car was spotted driving erratically on Bridge Street and had even run a red light. It then jumped the curb at Pearl and struck the exterior wall of the school's auditorium. The driver and a student inside the building both injured. No word yet on what caused the crash or if there are any charges. An inspection showed no structural damage to the building. Still no deal in the contract talks between 15 hospitals in the city and Long Island and the union representing some 20,000 nurses. Wages, staffing levels, health care benefits, and workplace safety remain the top issues. The New York State Nurses Association issued a 10-day strike notice with a possible walkout set for January 12th. The union says Mount Sinai has already hired temporary replacements and is forcing their nurses to train these folks. Mount Sinai issued a statement calling the strike notice irresponsible and said they will work to minimize any impact a strike might have on the patients and communities they serve. Still no ID on the man found dead following a fire in Springfield Gardens.
Police say firefighters were responding to a fire in a commercial building right next to a strip mall in Queens when they found an adult man dead inside of a dumpster. Police say they're still looking into what the exact cause of death is and how the fire started, but sources believe this could have been a man that was homeless and trying to light a fire to stay warm inside the dumpster. Police say the city's medical examiner is working to figure out exactly who this victim is and what is the exact cause of death. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It was quite the excellent adventure for a runaway dog in New Jersey that forced rescuers to go high-tech to find her. Here's what happened. The 9-year-old named Abby was being transported from a rescue group in South Carolina when she got loose on the turnpike after they had stopped to give the dogs a potty break. Well, enter the USAR drone team and member Michael Parziali, who was told that she had gone from East Brunswick to Woodbridge. The good news, the dog was wearing an air tag.
So I said, are you sure that's where she is? Because it's 24 miles right now, 26 miles, I think it is. And she goes, no, they're tracking with the air tag. I said, that's unbelievable.
He then launched a drone, which used thermal imaging, and then found Abby in just minutes. She was spotted in the woods. She was successfully corralled. Abby did have some injuries, which will be treated before she is off to her forever home.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.